No, you want to see this. We talked to her after her interview with Miss Oprah before Miss Oprah left CBS and all of those affiliates. And now she has her own show helping folks fix their lives. Welcome to the Yolanda Adams Morning Show, Miss Iyanla Van Zandt.
Good morning, Sister Yolanda. How are you?
I am so blessed this morning, and thank you for blessing us with your presence.
Thank you, and good morning, everybody there this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. We're excited about your show. We're excited about your special guest, because everybody has heard about the controversy between Chad and Evelyn, the incident that they had in the car where he allegedly headbutted her, and now, of course, she's filing for divorce. But she's a part of your show, and I know you are going to help fix the lives of those who have gone through some tragic situations. Talk a little bit about what we can expect to see on this upcoming episode.
Thank you. Evelyn and Chad are like hundreds of thousands of couples around this country. When there's difficulties in the home and violence erupts, that it is a mark on the whole community. Yeah. So I'm looking at their story not because they're celebrities. Mm-hmm. First of all, because Evelyn wrote to us. Mm-hmm. She wrote to us because she had been challenged, called out, if you will, about her behavior on The Basketball Wives. So I'll be working with her and talking about what it is that leads up to, A, her behavior on the show. That'll mm-hmm. be part one, which is on Saturday. And on part two, I talked to her about what happened in her life that she would end up in a marriage where there's alleged domestic violence.
Yeah.
You know, it happens every day. We can't be shocked because it's happening in the, you know, in celebrity homes. It happens everywhere.
Now, Iyanla, please speak to that, because we see her on television. A lot of these reality stars are, let's just say, they have that volatile past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that walks with you unless you let it go.
That's it. And one of the things we do on Iyanla Fix My Life is I support people in understanding what are the spiritual principles, what are the spiritual mm-hmm. practices, what are the spiritual laws that you need to begin to let the past go. Because so many of us live with past regrets and future fears, yeah. and we behave badly in the present. So what are the things? You know, the title says, Iyanla Fix My Life, but the truth is the guests do the work. And mm-hmm. Evelyn is, she did the work. She did the work. You know, Yolanda, that sometimes when you declare yourself to be a thing, everything
yes.
unlike you is going to show up. So
yes.
when you declare yourself to be more faithful, everything that's can test your faith is going to show up. When
right.
you declare yourself to be even saved, you know,
right.
anything
right.
that's unsaved is going to show up. And that's what happened here. What I find very interesting is people who watch Basketball Wives were so judgmental, and in mm-hmm. many cases just downright mean. Of all of women, very few people reached out to say, sister, this is not a good thing for you, for the community,
yeah.
and why are you doing this? No, nobody did, but Star Jones did. And when Star Jones challenged them on the show, Evelyn reached out for help. And you'd be surprised how many people simply don't have the information it takes
right.
to overcome their story and live a better life.
And how much of a damage is it, especially with the social media? I see, like you said, so many people were going at her and criticizing her. You know, fans of Chad were going after her, and then you still have Chad still trying to reach out through the social media to her. And how much of the social media can play a role to hurt her healing process?
Yeah, well, you know, I have asked her to stay off social media.
Right.
You know, social media gives us an opportunity to avoid learning communication skills.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's one way. I can say what I want to say behind a veil with a
mm-hmm.
false name and put
mm-hmm.
it out there
yeah.
where I don't get an opportunity to be in conversation with you
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
conversations create a new way of being. Everything
mm-hmm.
that goes on begins with a conversation. And so social media keeps us from learning healthy and loving communication skills. I've asked her to stay off and not read it. I don't read it. I just learn how to tweet books. I like to look people in the eye. You know?
Yes, amen.
It's a veil, and we need to lift the veil. So I think that people, you know, Evelyn, this is the grace of God, really. It's grace. Because I did Evelyn's interview prior to the upset between her and Chad.
Wow.
I talked to her just about her behavior on Basketball Wives, and it was eye-opening, even for me. I worked with her, her mother, and his three daughters for an entire day. And then 3 weeks after that was the incident in the marriage. So I went back and talked to her and said, remember we talked about this?
Yeah.
See how it showed up. Remember we talked about this? See how it showed up. You will be surprised at how gentle, how sweet, and, you know, how wounded a person she was.
Mm-hmm.
That media now turns her dysfunction and her pain into entertainment and celebrity. We got to be mindful of that, and I hope it's a lesson, a cautionary tale for our young people. So I'm telling people, watch the show with your notebook and your pen so that when you see yourself or your sister or your cousin or your mama, don't, you know, don't be passive. Write down the notes. After the show, have a conversation.
Yes.
So we're encouraging people to have viewing parties, to have viewing groups, to come together. Let's make this participatory television, not passive, but participatory. Talk to each other, talk to the screen, talk to people, and let's get some information that will support people in being better. And hopefully this will start a new trend. Wouldn't that be lovely?
Oh, I'd love that. Iyanla Van Zandt.
Yes.
Iyanla Fix My Life on the OWN Network this Saturday, September 15th, 9 Central, 10 p.m. Eastern on the OWN Network. We love you so much here at the Yolanda Adams Morning Show.
Thank you. I love you, too. You have a blessed day. Bless,
you
bless,
too,
bless.
My precious.
All righty. Bye-bye.